Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Praise God. What a blessing to be in His house this morning. It's always good to be in His house and welcome everyone and everyone watching live. Thank you for being with us. How many came to hear a word from God? Amen. So I'm going to ask if you will open your Bible with me, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And amen when you have it. Don't stop praising the Lord, amen. Don't get quiet on me, church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The book of Hebrews which many believe the author is Paul, the apostle Paul. It's a book where the writer is encouraging them, Jewish believers in Christ. He's writing to Jews, Jewish believers. And at one point, they were very discouraged, and many of them wanted to go back to the law. But the writer is encouraging them to move forward, to not stop, to persevere. And how many know it's very important, church, that what God started in our lives, we ought to finish it. And today's topic is finish your race. Did you know that you are in a race, or we are in a race? Amen. We are in a race. I read this passage. I wrote it down from a book. And it says, the psychologist Angela Duckworth has done extensive research on what determines success. She studied thousands of individuals at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and at the National Spelling Bee, as well as salespeople and rookie teachers in tough neighborhoods. The answer she discovered is not IQ, nor is wealth, race, or physical prowess. She says the answer is grit, defined as passion and perseverance for a very long-term goals. It's the ability to stick with a difficult task. Notice what she writes. Not for weeks or months, but for years. How many know that this is a marathon, church? This is not a sprint. Grit empowers you to live life like it's a marathon, not a sprint. And it's the single most important factor in success. And someone wrote, the Christian life is viewed from the end, not the beginning. The Christian life is viewed from the end, not the beginning. In Hebrews chapter 12, you see verse 1. Once again, he's encouraging those who are discouraged. And he says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. The author, the writer, in his mind, his eyes, he pictures men and women of God, champions, men and women of God, as spectators from heaven, cheering believers who are in this race here on earth to overcome any type of discouragement that they might be facing, or maybe you and I are facing. And the Bible says we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. But then he says, let us lay aside every weight. How many know it is important to lay aside or put away any weight, anything that is heavy in your walk with the Lord? Hear me what I'm saying. Because this is not a sprint, this is a marathon. As you know, runners, they prepare themselves, they take care of themselves, because they have one thing in mind, that is to finish the race. And many times in our walk with the Lord, there's things that are heavy or things that are in the way that we must put aside to finish our race. It reminds me in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10. In one occasion, when one of the blind men wanted to get close to Jesus, and when they heard him, his disciples told them, Jesus is calling you. And the Bible says, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. And that's what the meaning means, is to put away, put aside, lay aside anything that's in the way, anything, so that you and I can get closer to Jesus. Now notice that the Bible says, lay aside every weight. You know what that word literally means? It means, are you ready for this? It means fat. You know what I'm talking about. The lighter you are, the better you feel. The heavier, the more, oh Lord have mercy. You know how it is when we eat? We get full. Amen, we get full. There's weight. Sluggish, foggy. We slow down, sleepy. It's hard. Imagine, and then you have a race. It's hard. And that's what the writer is saying. He says, put aside every weight. Anything, any weight, anything that's fat, anything that's going to slow you down or want to bring you back to your old ways. See, because many of them, that's what they want. They wanted to go back to the law. when they were called or they were under the new covenant, they were under grace. In our walk with God, church, many times there's things that we need to put aside. We need to put away. And notice in Bible times, any racer that would run a race, the Greek races, any athletic ran, this is what they say, they would run almost naked. Almost, I said. Something light, a garment or something that they would wear. Because the more they would put off or they would lay aside, they were more what? Faster. They were more effective. They were more focused. And church, this morning, the word of God is telling us, let us lay aside every weight, every fat. And tell your neighbor, I'm not calling you fat. Amen. But then he says, and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Church, put away aside any sin. Some translation will say a besetting sin speaks of a sin that is constantly present, deeply rooted, or persistent in the life of a person. The writer is telling us, put that sin away. And sin, it could be anything. Sin nature. Sin can be unbelief. Amen. Sin can also mean is to, we know what to do, what's right, but we don't do it. That's a sin, according to the Bible. So anything, any sin that you know that's in your way, in your walk, in your race, put it away. I like what the evangelist pastor Jonathan Shuttleworth, he says, you get rid of sin or sin gets rid of you. Sin destroys everything it touches. Don't forget, church, we are in a race. And we want to finish that race in the mighty name of Jesus. Now the Bible says, Proverbs 28:13, it says, he who covers his sins will not prosper. How many here want to prosper in your walk with God? Well, the Bible says, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. And the Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily, here it is, ensnares us. What does that word ensnares us? That so easily trips us up. How many know that there could be some sin that it can trip you? But see, it's not so much that you trip down or that it can trip you. It's when you stay down. But get up in the name of Jesus and finish your race. Amen. So be careful with any sin that wants to trip you up. Amen. And notice that he says, and let us run. He doesn't say walk. He says run. Serving God, church, we're running. Christ is coming back soon. There's a lot to do in God's kingdom. Amen. We don't got time to walk. We need to run. Run. Whatever you do, run in the name of the Lord. Make things happen in your life. Make things happen in other people's life. Stay busy in the Lord, church. Amen. Stay busy in the kingdom of God. How can I serve? How can I be a blessing in my journey, in my walk with God, in my race? What can I do for God's glory and honor? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, Paul says, the New Living Translation, he says, don't you realize, he says, that in a race everyone runs? Church, don't forget, we are in a race. And he says, but only one person gets the prize. Did you know that there's a prize waiting for you, church? And he says, so run to win. Church, we're running not to lose. We are running to win. Amen? We are running to win. We are overcomers. We're not losers. Amen? We are winners. How many believe we are winners? Amen? We are overcomers. I don't know about you. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. Amen? I'm here to win. I'm here to overcome. I'm here to stay. I ain't going nowhere. I'm in a race. It's a marathon. And we're going to finish in the mighty name of Jesus. He says in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight. See, that's what we want to say. When our time is up, hear me, church, when our time is up, that's what we want to say. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And here it is. And he says at the end, and I have remained faithful. So, church, what are we doing right now? We're fighting. We're going to finish the race. And we're going to remain faithful. The Bible says, and let us run with endurance. I like the definition of Barclay, the commentary. In his commentary, he says, endurance, this is what he wrote. It says, which does not mean the patience which sits down and accepts things. That, he's not talking about that type of patience where we just sit down and we just accept things. But the patience which masters them, it is a determination. How many here are determined to finish? It's a determination, he says, unhurrying and yet undelaying, which goes steadily on and refuses to be deflected. See, church, we're not giving up. There's movement in us. We're taking action. We have hope in the Lord. We're in this race. We're not just saying, you know what? We're not just going to be saying, endurance is not just being patient. We're just going to sit down and, you know, just let anything happen. No, it's about moving forward and not quitting. Amen, church? That's what we're called to do, is to move forward. Take action. Something is happening. We are being effective. We're not just sitting around waiting, you know, one day the Lord. No, no. We are doing something. We are enduring. It's a race. And I'm going to get to it right now. It's a race. And many times in the race, church, it's not just flowers. It's not just beautiful. It's not just, you know, things happening all the time. In a race, many times, it gets hard. But that's why we are enduring. And Paul, in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 24, this is what he said in the New King James Version. He says, but none of these things move me. Church, don't let anything move you. You know how many times people get moved for petty stuff? Don't let nothing move you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And he says, none of these things move me. And he says, nor do I count my life dear to myself. He says, so that I may finish the race. But then he says, that I may finish the race with what? With sadness? With pity? No, he says, so that I may finish the race with joy. Church, I don't know about you, but I want to finish my race with joy. That I was obedient to the Lord. That I was an overcomer here on earth. That I finished my course. I was obedient to my calling. Amen. I enjoy my ministry. I enjoy how God used me for his glory and honor. And he says, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. Did you get that? He says, the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. See, the ministry that's given has to be from the Lord, church. And you will enjoy it. To testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And notice that when the writer, he says, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before. There's a race. We are in a race, church. You know, that word race comes from the Greek word agona, where we get the word agonize. It's a word used for conflict. Hear me, church. It's a word used for conflict or struggle of many kinds. Let me put it this way. Your race and my race, there's going to be conflict. There's going to be all types of struggles in your race. Are you hearing me, church, this morning? You and I are in this race, and there's going to be conflict. There's going to be struggles. But that's fine. Because we're going to finish the race. Let me tell you something, church. Let me remind you. As long as you stay in the race, God will always give you grace for your race. Did you get that? The moment you get out of the race, there ain't going to be no grace. But if you're in the race, God's going to give you grace and he's going to empower you to finish the race. How many here are going to finish the race? Amen. There's no quitters here, church. We are called. Did you hear me? We are called to finish. God, what God started in you, he's going to finish it. Amen. So if God's going to finish it, why do you want to quit? Why do you want to stop? Why do you want to pack your bags and leave? Why? When God is willing to help you. Hallelujah. Amen. All of a sudden, everybody stay quiet. Look what Paul says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. This is what he says. But even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, he says, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God. Look what he says. In much conflict. Let me put it real simple. Anything that has to do with God, there's going to be conflict. People can't handle God. People can't handle the Jesus stuff. Amen? That's why, you know, like it or not, when you're sold out for Jesus, you're going to be hated. You're going to be persecuted. Amen? In your household, your family, when you're sold out for Jesus, when you're on fire for Jesus, be ready. That's just the way it is, church. That's why we are the light. We are the salt. Amen. And we are bold for Jesus. Amen. How many believe that? Hallelujah. But here it is, church. You might be saying, or you ask yourself, how am I going to finish my race? How am I going to keep going? You know, there's potholes in my way, my race, things happening. Well, the Bible says real easy. It says, looking unto Jesus. The NASV translate this way. I like how it's trying. It says this, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Church, you got to fix your eyes on Jesus. See, many of you might not finish your race because your eyes aren't fixed on something else. You fix your eyes on man. You fix your eyes on anything else besides Jesus Christ. When I was studying this, when I was going over this passage, something crazy came to me. But first, let me tell you, the Greek uses a verb that implies, this is what it means when it says looking unto Jesus. Looking away from other things and looking unto Jesus. See, church, you gotta look away from other things. Oh, you didn't hear me this morning. Your eyes are somewhere else. Fix your eyes on Jesus. When I was studying, it came the song from by the Flamingos. I only has eyes for you. Now you're gonna go listen to it on YouTube. I only have eyes for Jesus. Come on, church. Don't get too religious on me. I only got eyes for Jesus. Amen. My eyes are fixed on Jesus. I'm in a race. I want to finish. My eyes are fixed on Jesus. It's like you who are married. Your eyes are to be fixed only on your bride. Oh, talk to me, somebody. Not your neighbor. Not your neighbor doing the lawn, the grass. Hallelujah. Not the one that's washing the car at 8:30 when you're getting ready to go to church. Come on. Lying devil. No. Your eyes ought to be fixed on your bride. See, us, we're in a race, church. Your eyes have to be fixed on Jesus Christ. Amen? Your eyes have to be on Jesus at all time. Every morning, every minute, every second of your life. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Look what he says, the author and the finisher. Did you hear that? The finisher. It's the finisher of our faith. He's going to help you and me to finish. Long as you fix your eyes on Jesus, we're finishing this race, church. Amen. How many are going to finish the race? Don't matter what comes your way, we're going to finish the race in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What's an author? An author comes from a word means authorizer. You know what that means? He's a responsible agent. How many know God's responsible for your life? He's an originator. How many know that we are originals in God? And he's a maker. God's the maker of your life and my life. God takes care of you, church. God takes care of me. Philippians 1:6, I'm about to be finished if the musicians want to come forward. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing. Look what he says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work. How many believe that ever since you came to Jesus, he has begun a good work? Amen? Not a lousy work, a good work. I don't get people that say, my life got worse when I came to Jesus. No, when you came to Jesus, your life got better. And your life is getting better. Hallelujah. What he has begun what? A good work. God has begun a good work, and he's doing a good work in me. He's doing a good work in you right now. How many believe that? That he's the maker. Amen. And the Bible, the scripture says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Hallelujah. He's going to complete it. I don't know, but my God, what he starts, he finishes it. My God doesn't do halfway things. Amen. God doesn't do lousy things. God doesn't do dirty. God does excellent work. God is doing excellent work in your life, church. God is doing something great in your life. That's why every day, every time you see yourself in the mirror, you got to say, you know what? I am blessed. I am an overcomer. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above. I'm not beneath. Everywhere I go, I prosper. If the Lord be for me, who be against me? But see, some of you, I'm nobody. I'm ugly. Nobody likes me. Nobody talks to me. Come on, church. God made you perfect. God made you beautiful. And you need to take pride the way God made you. And I finish right here. I've shared this story a while back. It's about a man named Derek Redmond. And it talks about that he had won some races in the past. But the story goes like this. Now, 4 years later, he was here ready to compete. Determined to win. He was determined to win a medal in the 400 meter race. And the story says that his father was in the stands watching. And during the semi-final heat, Redmond was only 175 meters away from the finish line when his right hamstring suddenly popped and he fell to the ground. As all the other runners raced past him, Redmond knew that once again, his Olympics dream had been snatched away from him. But Redmond was determined. How many here are determined? Amen. We're determined. He was determined to finish the race. So he got back on his feet and started hobbling towards the finish line. He was in visible pain with each step. And it was unclear whether he could even make it. See, church, there's going to be times where it seems like you're never going to make it. Suddenly, did you get that? Suddenly, his father gets out of his seat and jumps onto the track, running around the security guards, and comes alongside his son on the track. He puts his arm around his son's waist and encourages him to keep going. And as the 65,000 people in the stadium rise to their feet in applause, they're applauding, father and son make their way around the track to the finish line together. Redmond did not win his Olympic medal, but with the help of his father, he finished the race. Let me tell you, church, with the help of your Heavenly Father, we are going to finish the race in the mighty name of Jesus. With the help of your Heavenly Father, you're going to finish the race. Please stand, church, this morning.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.